Hey guys, Scott from Iron Will Strength, episode 67 of Strong the Iron Will Way. There's an expression, dig deep, hear a lot in athletics, working out, I don't know, life in general. And I think we kind of romanticize that a lot with, it definitely happens in the examples I'm going to give you, but I think that's where we think it only happens. So let's take the good old Rocky movies, right? I mentioned these to somebody the other day, and they're all like 25, and I don't think any of them ever saw them. So if you guys are 25 and you haven't seen them, man, you got to go watch Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know. I think 1 through 4 were probably the best ones. I don't even know how many there were. But basically underdog stories of Sylvester Stallone as a boxer, Rocky Balboa. But anyway, they would always show every fight he would be losing and probably losing quite badly. And then, of course, here comes the comeback, and Rocky has to dig deep for what's inside. How bad does he want it? Is his gut and his heart big enough to get him off the canvas, get him back in the ring, and keep going, right? That is a classic underdog story. This is why I think sports movies are so popular. Even people that don't particularly love sports can appreciate the movies because of that kind of underdog quality, like up against the ropes, bottom of the ninth, two outs. Everything looks bad, but somebody just digs deep in their heart and pulls out that extra strength that nobody knew they had. So whether it's the kid on the team that's never done very well and all of a sudden he's the one that wins the game, or it's the underdog boxer that's been had the crap beat out of him by a superior fighter, but he just pulls it out at the end. It's all guts. It's all heart, man. It's all who wants it more. And for any of you guys, I mean, for me and being around sports my whole life, and this is legit. This happens. The team, the person, the individual who with the biggest heart, who tries the hardest, who does not quit, who never gives up, who practices when he doesn't want to, who is still fighting hard in the third period or the fourth quarter or the ninth inning, over time becomes the one that wins and oftentimes will overcome the more talented athlete. This is the old tortoise and the hare story. I mean, it's David and Goliath. It goes on through time, and it's legit. But where I think we romanticize it, let's take the weight room, for example, the strength training. You know, I think we always picture a cool image online of some strong guy or gal at the bottom of a squat or in the middle of a deadlift, and, you know, I can picture it right now. Dig deep, because you're trying to get those last two or three reps, and that's what it's all about, you know. But in reality, personally, it's kind of easy to dig deep there. I don't know. You're in there, you're going, music's cranking, and you got your coach, your spotter, your friend, you're lifting. I think the dig deep, where it's fucking hard to dig deep, is, okay, right now it's 8:30. I am on a Saturday morning. I'm heading to Iron Will Strength to meet with a couple clients. But about, you know, three and a half hours ago, our alarm went off, and my wife had to get up because she had a 6 a.m. training appointment this morning at Iron Will Strength with Coach Alex that trains her. Now, my wife has not been feeling well for the last few days. She works more than any human being I've ever seen, and harder than anybody I've ever seen at her job. And then she also has me and a couple kids to deal with. And my daughter's been home from school for a couple days, and my wife works from home. She's been working from home, taking care of my daughter, not feeling good. I'm at work quite a bit, so she's doing all this by herself. And she had to fucking get up at 5 o'clock this morning to get to the gym at 6 so she could be back in time for me to go into work because someone had to be home with the kids. So you want to talk about digging deep, man. Digging deep is what happens when that alarm goes off at 5 o'clock and she is exhausted, right? And I know every ounce of her being just wants to hit cancel, and we'll still pay our coach for going in, and she's going to sleep in and say, fuck it. I'm tired. I don't feel good. I'm not going. But she fucking dragged her ass out of bed and she went, right? Because that's when you dig deep. That's when you question, why am I doing this? Should I even go? And you can justify it up and down. She had all the excuses lined up you could possibly think of. It would have been really easy. She hasn't felt good. She's been working a lot. It's super early in the morning. It's a Saturday. She didn't even have to get up today. Like, she literally wouldn't have to get up. Even the kids actually sleep till 7:30 or 8. So she could have got extra sleep today, which she desperately needs. But she has learned over time that working out is really, really important to her health, her state of mind, her emotional well-being, to look the way she looks, everything. So many upsides to it that it becomes, you know, not really a decision. You know, when my alarm goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning to come in and meet with clients or do whatever, like, I don't even consider not going. I have to go. It's just what I do, right? So it occurred to me that that's when digging deep is hard. It's digging deep and hard when you go to bed later than you wanted to and you set your alarm for, you know, we have, the gym is packed at 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is without a doubt the busiest time other than 6 p.m. So that's a lot of people getting up at 4 o'clock in the dark, in the cold, to come work out. And I would guarantee you most of those people have second thoughts every time that alarm goes off. Or the night before when you're setting the alarm and you're already kind of dreading it because you're, I would imagine, rarely getting 8 hours of sleep if you get up at 4. It's really hard to go to bed at fucking 8 o'clock. So that's digging deep. You know, digging deep is when you had a meeting at work and didn't get to eat your 3 o'clock snack and it's 6 o'clock and you're driving home and you're starving and you're fantasizing about pizza and fast food because it would be easy, it would be quick, it would taste good, but you still go home and prepare a healthy dinner and eat that. You get up, you know, 20 minutes earlier than your already obnoxiously earlier alarm to be able to make your food, have a good breakfast for the day. If you're smart, and I don't always do this, but when I'm being smart, I do, you will do all that stuff the night before. So on my particularly early mornings, I make sure that I do all my things that I would have to do in the morning. Make my shake, prep my food for the day, set the coffee maker, shave, whatever has to be done, I'll do the night before so that I can push that late morning start maybe 15, 20 minutes later than I normally would. But you still have to, you know, digging deep is setting time to, if you determine that journaling or something like that is important to you, meditation, that has to happen. And everybody who does it, almost everybody who does it will tell you it has to happen in the morning. Man, once that day gets going, and I can tell you this, once the day gets going, I never seem to find 15 minutes to write in my journal, to meditate, to do any of that stuff. But first thing in the morning, especially at 4 or 5, there's no interruptions at that hour. So, man, not only are you getting up early to work out or make breakfast, you're getting up another 10 minutes early to spend some time journaling. But you know that it's important. People that do that have learned that that 10 minutes, that extra 10 minutes of sleep or whatever has to be sacrificed, really, really pays off in the long run. So I think it's a lot like, occurred to me today that it's a lot like, you know, when people say, hey, how do you get motivated to get up so early and go to the gym? You know, I think you could ask all of our 5 a.m. people that. How do you get motivated? I can't get motivated. And I was thinking about it. Man, do you get motivated to brush your teeth every night? Like, I hope everybody brushes their teeth at least in the morning and at night. And I would venture to say that's probably pretty true for most people. Most people probably just, it's a given, you don't go to sleep without brushing your teeth, and you don't brush your teeth at some point in the morning before you get rolling. Whether it's first thing you do, or 20 minutes later, or on your way out the door, but pretty sure everybody does that. Well, I'm pretty sure nobody's fucking motivated, fired up, and having fun brushing their teeth, right? You don't have to fucking feel motivated to do it. It's not always going to be fun. It's not always going to fucking feel good. But at some point, you have enough, you know, social proof and feedback that brushing your teeth is important. You don't want to have nasty breath. You don't want to have fucking cavities, right? So you just do it, and you don't think about it. That's training. That's working out. We know for a fact it's good for you. There is nobody that's going to tell you it's not going to benefit you in some way. In many ways, it is the magic bullet, man. I mean, we are searching our whole lives for a magic bullet. If I could sell you a pill that will make you feel better almost instantly and almost guarantee you to be in a good mood for at least 3 hours and probably the whole day and probably the whole week if you take this pill even just 2 or 3 times a week. It's definitely going to make you look better. It'll make you sexier. It'll make you healthier. It'll give you a better body. It'll give you better health indicators when you go to the doctor. So it'll probably lower your cholesterol. It'll probably lower your blood pressure. It'll probably improve your relationships with your significant other, your friends, your kids, your boss, because you're in a better mood. Oh, and it also increase your self-confidence. You'll just feel more confident. You'll walk differently. You have back pain? It'll cure that too. Do you like to play sports? It'll actually make you better at that. Do you have to shovel in the winter? It'll make you better at that. Oh my God, what the fuck would you pay for that pill, right? Well, guess what? I have it and everybody has it. It's available everywhere and it's called working out. So it's a given that it's gonna make you feel better. So you don't fucking need to be motivated. You need to set it as a, this is what I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, every fucking day, whatever. And you just do it. You don't decide because you're not motivated that day that you don't. You don't decide that you're not, because you're not in the mood that day, you don't. You don't decide that because the stars didn't align, you don't do it. It's a fucking Friday, so I'm going to skip it today. I'm not working this week. I have the week off, so I'm not going to work out this week. Like, what is that? You don't not brush your teeth because it's fucking Christmas, right? So it's just a given. You're going to do it, okay? So I think we stop waiting for this heaven-sent motivation, and we just understand that if we have decided we want to change our lives, feel better, be healthier, all those, that list of advantages I just listed, make the decision to work out, and once you make the decision, you just do it. You don't need reasons to do it. You don't need motivation to do it. You fucking do it. Later, dudes.